This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Legislation to expand the number of Colorado student teachers eligible for a stipend has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
College deans testified the number one reason students drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. MSU Denver School of Education Dean Elizabeth Hine says the stipend helped 77 students last year.
22% of the students indicated that they would have quit or delayed student teaching had it not been for the funds.
Colorado faces a critical teacher shortage. Students receive an $11,000 stipend for a 16-week residency. Double that in longer programs. The bill would expand the number of educators who qualify for loan forgiveness. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Would you prefer to pay a service charge instead of a tip the next time you go out to eat? It's something restaurants are considering in response to increased wages for servers. John Embergamo is a restaurant consultant in Denver.
We've also seen a bunch of restaurants institute a minimum wage fee, and those sometimes are 3%, 4%, 5%, and that money goes specifically to the back of the house or is shared among all employees. It just depends on the restaurant.
Embergamo says restaurants might consider allowing customers to pay for a better reservation during peak hours. And the state's latest report on charitable giving found charities located in Colorado collected more than $34 billion in donations and other fundraising in the fiscal year that ended in 2021. During that time, Colorado was home to around 8,600 charities. Right now in Denver, it's 26 degrees. This is CPR News.